Good morning, and Om Shanti. My name's Brother Stephen, and it's my great pleasure to be introducing you to our senior brother, Brother Mohan Singhal. Please give him a warm welcome. How many of you are meeting our brother for the first time today? Great. There you go. And how many of you are first-timers? Okay, wonderful, great. And how many of you first-timers are Zoom babies that were born through Zoom? Okay, a few. Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to have you here.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time out and coming to share with us today on this very beautiful topic on how to be stable, how to become more stable. Yes. And would you like to say some welcome to everybody? And
first of all, very happy and Merry Christmas to all of you. And I'm reminded of my days of this Gyan Sarovar, when right from the day one, when the land was taken from the government at different private sources, the work of Gyan Sarovar started, and it was my great luck to be associated with the construction from the first day till the last day, till the all internal decorations. And afterwards, I was in Gyan Sarovar for up to 2016, I was here, looking after this, all the academic affairs of the Gyan Sarovar. Then doctor advised me, because I had developed some heart problem, so doctor advised that it is better if you live in Shantivan, because being the hill station, there is less oxygen available for the people, patients, who are having heart problem. So since 2016 or 17, I am in Gyan's there, Shantivan. But nonetheless, I am frequently coming here because a lot of number of programs, they go on there. But since now the center of activity is Shantivan, for the rest of people who are coming from India, except these 3-4 months, most of the activities are concentrated there. So most of the time I am residing in Shantivan. But during these 3-4 months, I frequently come here and I get an opportunity to meet my divine brothers and sisters coming from different parts. I have also great luck. I am lucky to have the sustenance of Sakar, Brahma, Baba and Mama. Since I am in this Gyan, since 1962, when I was a student doing graduation from Lucknow University, and since then I am in the Gyan, and I have got this great luck to be with Brahma Baba for so many years. And the greatest part of it is that though after doing my engineering I was posted to a very distant place, but Brahma Baba called me. And I came here on 17th January 1969. That is one day before Brahma Baba became avyakt. So I had the greatest fortune to see from my own eyes the Brahma Baba's karmatit stage, the angelic stage, avyakt farishta stage. And Those 2 days are the golden days in my life. Rest, whatever the questions come, we will just discuss. Thank you.
Thank you. And you're also the coordinator, national coordinator of the scientist and engineering wing.
One correction. I happen to be the chairperson.
Chairperson. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And Brother Mohan Singhal has a great love for the connection between consciousness and environment, and he's won many awards. But I've heard him say before that despite all of those awards, the greatest award or reward that he's received has been to know Brahma Baba and to be there in his final days. So my first question for you is, what did you learn from Brahma Baba? I know that you met Brahma Baba between 1962 and 1969 about 5 or 6 times. What did you learn from Brahma Baba that has stayed with you today, that has kept you stable?
You see, I was very young, something 16 years or so, when I had the opportunity to meet Brahma Baba. I was studying in Lucknow, the state capital of UP, one of the provinces in India, and Baba had come to Kanpur, about some 80 kilometers from Lucknow. So we made the program, and Brahma Baba's personality was, really physical personality was very great, just a tall figure, enlightened eyes, very divine, magnetic pulling. All these were there. And when I met Brahma Baba, so that personality affected me a lot. Though it was a young age, and people used to say that this is not the age for spirituality or soul, supreme soul, these things. These are the things, but where this is the time when you can make your career. And Brahma Baba also stressed, because at that time when I first met Baba, just Baba said, oh, I have been waiting for you since long. I thought that since we have come from Lucknow and we were to reach there morning 7:30 or so, but we reached late due to fog and bad road conditions. So I thought this may be the reason, and accordingly I replied, Baba, yes, Baba, weather was very cold and fog was there, smog was there. So Baba, but I have been waiting you since very, very long period. So Baba meant, you see, in everything that since 5,000 years we have been apart, we all souls. So Baba meant that one, but since I was very, very new in Gyan at that time, so I took that way. Then teachers, dadis who were sitting, they explained me what Baba meant. And then Baba asked, yes, what's your name? I replied, my name is, my physical body's name is Shri. Shri means just like Shri Lakshmi, Shri Narayan, the Shri titles. And as Baba says that deities, they are having both the soul and body, both pure. But in today's world, nothing is pure. So this Shri title can be given only to the deities who are having both soul and body pure. Now today even Brahma Baba cannot put Shri. So how you can put it? Just he was so, you see, making everybody feel very homely, and just with the elderly person, he used to be elderly with young persons. That was the beauty. With children he will become like child. And so from that day one, I felt that Baba is mine. Baba loves me. I belong to this institution and Baba. So that was the beauty, and that what Baba wants, that everybody should feel that we are one family, one and one family, and so far whatever been days earlier, that was our old life, as in today's Murli Baba was telling, just it was our earlier birth. Now this is our new birth, so we should try to forget. So Baba gave me the name Mohan, and we told that now you have to become like Shri. Shri means making your soul as well as body both pure. So you have to keep these things in mind. So Baba's actually all efforts used to be that let everybody forget their old life, and that is Maya's life. Of course the body and relationship and profession, everything will remain same. But our behavior, our thinking, mode of thinking, our way of expression, mancha vacha karma, as Baba said, it should become like a new birth. So from that day, I'm having this thing in mind that yes, Mohan is my name, body. I forgot that my Laukik name was Shri, and I have to become like Shri. So that was the beauty of Baba.
So what I'm hearing you say, that a part of your foundation of remaining stable was your sense of belonging. Baba made you belong to him. How have you maintained that and strengthened that sense of belonging with Baba?
Well, as more and more you come in contact. At that time, since I was a student, so, and that too a student of science, so at that time I was not having much interest about soul, supreme soul, and your next birth and becoming Lakshmi Narayan. My first and foremost thing was to get more and more numbers in class, higher and higher position, and to make the career. So I found that when I started learning this teachings, so my clarity in mind, clarity of thought, enhanced a lot. And that meditation helps a lot in making your mind very clear, whatever you are doing, what you have to do, what you have not to do. So that was the main reason, and accordingly I found that I was throughout good student, first class, but my position in class increased, and I got admission in engineering, one of the topmost institute, IITs, and at that time, though I was not much willing, but Baba told me, no, you have to study, you have to go. I told Baba, you are telling that time is very less, then it is not going to serve anymore. Baba said, no, everybody has got its own karmic accounts, and everybody has got just in life. And Baba can see that Baba have to get lot of works done through you, through your position, through your education. And that is why you have to go study, become engineer, and then you will see what the works Baba did. So Baba, in fact, sent me to the engineering college. There I studied for 4 years, the petroleum engineering. And that was a new branch at that time, very upcoming branch. And accordingly, after passing there, and Baba gave me an opportunity to open the branch. Because where I went to study this engineering, Dhanbad, so there was no branch. So, but Baba got it open by writing regularly the letters and making me competent to just open the... In 1963, I entered in the engineering college, and in 1964, Baba got the center opened there so that I may get the, clear this pious food, purely vegetarian food and everything, And then like that for next 3 years, I got food from the center. And it is a long history what the experience I got from it in my life. So that was the beginning period, and since I was associated with Brahma Baba directly, Baba used to write me letters and I used to respond like that. So I consider it my great luck that I had the opportunity to be with Baba mentally, though I was far distant apart, but I was very close to Baba. Thank you.
Thank you. So I really appreciate how your story about Brahma Baba encouraging you to do your study and to get a job. And I know that from 1967 through to 1996, you had a significant position in the organization, ONGC, for many years. And I know many of us here have busy professional lives that we lead. 5 days a week, 6 days a week, etc. So what's your tips and tricks to us, how you maintain both starting up centres, doing a professional job, a very important job? What kept you going? What helped you maintain your stage of stability through all of that time? What are some takeaways? What are some tips and tricks we can take back when we go home?
As you said, I passed engineering in 1967, and then I was on the job from 67 onwards. Though I got 3 jobs at that time after passing engineering, and this ONGC was last in my priority, because in first 2 jobs, which were in one in Delhi and one in Hyderabad, at both places centers were there. So I was thinking, yes, I will get good sustenance. And in ONGC, I was being sent to Assam, a distant place, farthest place, northeast place, and where there was no center. What to tell of center? There was not a single Gita Pathshala, no students in those 7 states, northeastern states. So I told Baba, ki Baba, there is no center, how I will get sustenance? Baba told, no, no, you have got sufficient sustenance. Now you have to go there and open branch and give sustenance to others. My lovely children, they are waiting for Baba's message. So Baba is sending you there. So, though not very happy at that time, I went there, but I saw Baba's miracle, that Baba used to do service through this instrument, whatever the service Baba wanted. Baba used to write letters, okay, now go to Shiv Mandir temple. Now there is, this place was known as Shiv Sagar, lake. So go near lake, just sit there and open the pictures and explain it. So like that, within 3 months only, quite a good number of people who were having regards for this institution at that time, they just came forward. And the center was taken, but Baba, as Baba said, that if suppose the one who is explaining Baba's knowledge is not expert, and some good students come and good people come to understand the knowledge, then what Baba does? Baba takes the body, enters, and Baba explains. That what I felt number of times, as Baba is explaining the knowledge to these very high dignitaries, some of the directors, engineers, because my position in that one was, though I was one of the junior most, but I was in one of the foremost leading organization for explained in oil exploration, oil and gas exploration. So like that Baba opened, and the miracle Baba did was, though there was number of sisters, matas, they were coming, but quite a good number of them used to go in trance. Just when I was reading, used to read Murli, Baba just doing this miracle, and some of their daughters and granddaughters, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, they used to go in trance and just dance with Lakshmi Narayan, Shri Krishna, and like that. So it was a miracle. I myself have never gone in trance at any time. But people used to ask me, I was not able to explain, but simply telling that one, it is the trance and they are going and seeing by either Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, or Lakshmi Narayan, or new heavenly world, like that. But it was Baba's miracle. And what Baba used to tell, that if the person who is explaining is not experienced, so Baba used to get the work done through them, and that what I felt number of times. And I think this was the thing that made me more near and near and near to Baba, and believing, yes, it is Baba's work only. I was not capable or competent enough to do such high level of service.
The things that I'm drawing from that, what you said has kept you stable, is that, first of all, you always took Baba's advice. You took Baba's advice.
Yes.
You had faith in Baba. And you surrendered.
Not surrendered.
But surrendered your mind.
Mind.
Yeah.
Something, yes.
Yeah.
Because I did my engineering when I was a student. Baba told one thing, that be double student.
Mm-hmm.
So it should not be that if you are engaged more in Baba's service and you are left behind in your Laukik service, then it is not going to leave a good impression.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to concentrate in that service also, and that what I saw. Because in the beginning when I was going there, so I told Baba, I am going as you are advising to study this engineering, but I have to be in the hostel. I have to take the food which is not pure. So Baba said at that time, you see, oh, by your drishti, when we can change the whole world, make a pure world, can't you change the food?
Mm.
So at that time Baba told this thing, knowing, I think Baba knew it very well that I was new. And if Baba, he would have told, no, you have to cook the food, and you have to do this thing, that thing, probably I would not have been here. So at that time Baba said, but simultaneously Baba told me the trick that you keep in hand that the person who is preparing food in your mess, just not to use onion and garlic. Of course, vegetarian food, but without onion and garlic, take that one. And in that one, thus he agreed, that fellow, and I started getting, relatively, of course it was not a pure food, but relatively pure food. But even at that time, Baba used to tell, search for a house, open a center, do this thing, do that thing. So, and I was normal, my admission, you see, in engineering college was just almost towards the end. Out of 150 students, my position was 142 in the selection of engineering college. So I was quite in the bottom. But after getting admission, there is one examination for the scholarship. And only 10% people, they are given scholarship. So I don't know how, but since Baba was had to get the work done among those selected students, my position became about 10th or 11th, and I started getting this one stipend. And at that time it was 75 rupees only. You see, it was nothing, but I am talking you of 1963, you see, about some 60 years back. It was too much. So then, myself and one Vinod Jain, you know, he was in USA also. Nowadays he is in India. He also came in first and one, they become 11 as it is said. So we opened a center, took a house of 50 rupees rent, and center started. So Baba says, not only says, but give the power and make the situation like that favorable to you. Simply we have to follow the Shrimat, and then center started, and nearby one center was there, Sindri, where one couple was there. They became very, very helpful in opening the center. And even student days, when you are dependent on your parents financially, at that time Baba made financially just independent up to some extent. I did not tell this thing about my scholarship to my parents, probably at that time they would have stopped them. So from scholarship it started, the center started, and from home what I was getting, by because logging expenditure and engineering, they are also there, fees and so many things are there. So Baba gets the things done. Simply we have to mentally surrender ourselves, and once we are surrendered, Baba makes everything very, very easy in life. That what I always observed.
One of the things that I heard you just say was, one is surrender, but then you took the power from Baba.
Then you too?
Took the power.
Oh, yes.
And because that's one thing, Baba's giving the power, but whether I accept that and receive it. What have you done to build and strengthen your relationship around taking power from Baba?
You see, even now today, we feel whenever I go for any service, when I start from my home, Baba, I am going for this thing. You have to be with me. You have to get the service done. Only this is the instrument which is going on.
Mm.
This is one thing, surrendering yourself. Second thing is that whenever you are doing, try to make the best preparation, as we are doing in our career for examination.
Mm-hmm.
So that came quite later on, but number of things that went at that time, number of times I felt that though the difficulties come, but as Baba says, Baba bhav or bhavna means Baba wants you mentally and emotionally surrender, may not be physically. So I am recalling one incident that though myself and Master Vinod Jain, you may be knowing Vinod Jain.
Yes, of course.
So we were both class fellows. We passed together. So we were there in the hostel, and the center started. Sisters came there, and one sister, main sister, was trans messenger. She used to go in the trance. So one day suddenly on Wednesday evening we felt that, oh, tomorrow Thursday is there, bhog, let us also offer bhog to Baba. At that time there were no email or no internet, etc. No phone was there in the hostel direct. So sisters were not told also that tomorrow we are coming. So sister as usual offered bhog to Baba. For that one sister sat and say 7 o'clock, 6:30 with bhog, and she was in meditation, and that Baba will pull as usual. There in the hostel we were preparing something, some halua for Baba, and it took some time, and then after when we reached there it became about 1 hour late. So to our surprise, I asked the younger sister, oh, sister, has she offered bhog to Baba? No, she's just sitting, and Baba has not yet pulled her for bhog. So we just quickly gave whatever the bhog we made in hostel, and then we have given, sister put it, and immediately then the senior sister went to the trance. Then sister asked, Baba, today you have not pulled me for almost 1 hour. Every time you are pulling me for within 5 minutes or so, and today you are not. Oh, it's my two loving children, they were preparing bhog for me and they were coming. Till that time, if the bhog would not, we have not told sisters, not no method of conveying to Baba, nothing. But how Baba knows, and even small things, Baba make, you see, our efforts worth, matlab, making ourselves confident about the knowledge. So, when they brought the bhog, immediately I pulled you up, and then this is. So you see, there were so many incidents which made our, you see, feelings towards the institution just very confirmed, and we became BK, Pakka BK, gradually, and every time. And in this respect, I would like to tell that first 1 year or so, we were taking food in the mess. So there was one couple who was coming, started coming to Gyan. So their daughter's marriage was there. So they have given invitation to sister, please come to my daughter marriage, since he was very new but very helpful to Yajna. So sisters told, bhai, we don't eat anything outside. So we will send Mohan bhai and Vinod bhai to your daughter's marriage. They will eat. He told all right. Then in between the marriage day and that these talks, there was one Thursday. So when sister went to trance, and on Thursday, Baba said, oh, what you have done? What, Baba, what I have done? Anything wrong? Yes, you have done everything wrong. Why you said that Mohan bhai and Vinod bhai will take food in your daughter's marriage program? Baba, otherwise also they have been taking food in the mess, they are in their hostel, so I thought they can food. No, that food, whatever they are taking in mess, that is as per Srimad. Baba has advised them to take food in mass till the alternate arrangement in the center is made, and that was a Srimad. So that as per Srimad they were taking food, but this is a social program, and that you have told like that, so this is very, very wrong. So you see how Baba distinguish that even for the soldiers, say, you have to fire when you are in the war, or you have to take food. But it doesn't mean that they have got freedom and they can take food anywhere or so, as the situation demands. That what I mean, that Baba give us some advice as per, you see, our circumstances and situation. But we should not make it loosened and take undue benefit from that advice. That what I mean, and that Ramesh bhai and Brajmohan bhai, that also you must be knowing, both are chartered accountant. Of course, Ramesh bhai is no more. So Ramesh bhai used to tell one incident, whereas Ramesh bhai was chartered accountant having his private business. Brajmohan bhai was also chartered accountant but doing government job. So he had to attend so many meetings. So he used to tell, Baba, sometimes in the meeting our very senior officers come, and then the meeting is on the lunch table or on tea table. So what to do? So Baba has given him some freedom. Okay, in such situation you can have a cup of tea or so, but after giving drishti. Then Ramesh bhai immediately told, yes, yes, Baba, I have to go also on tour. So I can also take like this. No, no, you cannot take even water outside. Why so, Baba? Why so differentiation? Because your is a private job. You can afford your everything, whereas his government job, he is a government servant. He has to go as per rule of the organization. So for him, Baba has given this advice, But for you, this you cannot take even water. So you see the situation, Bhav. Shrimat also varies from person to person according to the situation. That's what I mean.
Thank you for your powerful story. I think it's touched a lot of people. And in those years of working, were there any particular situations, whether it were maybe a bit extreme or quite stressful, and that really tested you, and how you met that test? Can you give us any stories or examples throughout your career?
Yes, number of situations, because when you join an organization, you are junior most. I was also junior most, though in the officer cadres. So we had to go to field, exploration of oil and gas, that is far inside the forest and distant places. So food was one of the main thing, but I used to take food with me. Then one thing what I saw is that situation, number of time I have to remain there. We used to feel earlier that the job is of 8 hours or 10 hours, but sometimes it used to extend to 22 hours, 24 hours. So that was normal thing. Without that food, one can remain for some days. No, not much problem. But sometimes what used to happen, that whenever such type of situation used to come, you see, when you are young, friends are there. Oh, what you have brought in the tiffin? Huh? So my friends, they used to take, okay, let us, all of us take food together. So they used to consume their food, but oh, Mr. Singhal, your food is very tasty. We are taking it. So, but I cannot in exchange take their food, you see. So sometimes, but we never felt, I never say, no, you should not take. They always used to feel, yes, your food is very tasty, though it is without onion or garlic or so. It is made in the remembrance of Baba. So Baba's food is always tasty. So like that, these were some of the situations. But the main, one of the things, which I felt, which I remember even till today, that Baba used to tell the situations in advance. When I was, Baba sent me in Assam. At that time, Baba told, okay, you go to Assam, my innocent childs are there, children, and give them message. So I went as per Baba's advice, and Baba told at that time, Baba will call you when your work is over. So I was there in 67, I went in 69 January. My plan was made to make one museum. At that time the museum started being built. So in Dehradun, from with the place where from where I went, their sister wanted me to go there and give some advice for the construction of museum. So I wrote Baba a letter. So Baba replied immediately, okay, you go there, but come to Madhuban and come immediately. So it was January, second week of January 1969. So Baba gave me indirectly, Baba never told that, okay, I am going to leave the body or becoming Karmatid, but Baba gave me, yes, come here. So I took the flight for the first time in 1969, because Assam was very far distant place. So had I been here to Madhuban in train or by conventional mean, I would not have come there in time. But at that time, just Baba touched and I took plane, flight, and my father joined me in Delhi, and accordingly we reached there on 17th morning, January 17th morning. So that 17th and 18th January, it was Baba's almost complete final stage, Karmatit stage. And I had the opportunity to see Baba because I accepted Baba's advice. Though I was in double mind, how to go by plane, it is difficult, and it is my first job, like that, so many things. But I thought there must be some reason, great reason, and this was the reason that I saw Baba living in Karmatit stage. So 17, that I will explain what were the things which I saw and what were the things I got in my life during those 2 days. But I reached there 17th, and those who were here, they were sent. Huh? Manmohani Didi, she used to reside here with Baba, so she was on tour. And Dadi Prakash Maniji, she used to reside in Bombay, and she had come with a party, and Baba stopped her, "You remain here." And I was distant place, Assam, at that time no center in foreign countries. So that was the farthest. But Baba indirectly called me, I came here and got this opportunity to see Baba's Karmatit final stage. So this was my great luck. So my advice is that Baba sometimes tells the thing in very casual way. Okay, you do like this. But we have to see it, what is the reason behind it in Baba's telling, and we have to take it seriously, and after churning Vichar Sagar Manthan, then we have to interpret what Baba means. Physically sometimes it may look that this is not as good as what I am thinking. I am thinking in some way and Baba is giving advice some other way. But what Baba is giving as a visionary, taking long future in mind. And I am seeing only present day situation. So that much differentiation should be there, and I feel that is very vital. Clean and clear buddhi, Baba says, that now we all are trying ourselves. At that time, I accepted the Baba's advice as it is. I came and I saw Baba living. So, likewise, there were so many situations in life where Baba has given me advice. Though it looked as, it may not be as good advice, but if you are practicing that one, within no time, short period, you will feel, yes, that is the best solution for me. There are some instances, but time is less.
Sure. And there's many of the seniors that you've been exposed to and influenced by over the years. You knew Mama. What did you learn from Mama about being stable? What did she teach you through her way of being and doing?
You see, the case with Mama was different. I had only once met Mama, whereas Brahma Baba I met some 8 to 10 times, face to face, and talked with her. Mama came to Dehradun. I remember one incident, the last day of Mama. Mama, as you know, she was not well, she was suffering from cancer probably. So her end was near. So that day Mama gave, I have also heard, I was not physically present in Madhuban. So when Mama left the body, Mama went to Sukshma Vatan, subtle world. In subtle world, subtle Brahma, Baba, Shiv, Baba, they were there. They asked, "Mama, you have come?" "Yes, Baba, you have called me." Sakar Brahma was, Baba was here in Madhuvan because it is 1965's incident. Baba left the body in 69. Mama left the body in 65, 24th June. So when Mama went there, Baba asked one question. Mama, have you practiced this karmatit stage, final stage? Have you realized that stage? So Mama was silent and Mama said, no Baba, I have not experienced this karmatit stage. So Baba said, okay, your body is there in history hall. You go there and just experience karmatit stage. Means the stage just away from the body. Karma se atit, beyond the actions. That karmatit stage from your body which is lying there in the history hall, and Baba and all the children, they are just doing meditation and just asking Shiv Baba, Baba, how is it that you have taken Mama, send Mama back. So they are also inviting, just go there and feel what is karmatit stage. Mama came down. Mama means this soul. And then after remaining some time here, Mama went back again in subtle world. Baba asked, Mama, have you realized that? Experienced the karmatit stage? Mama again said, no Baba, I have not realized. Why so? Because Baba, when I went there, body had become completely cold. I could not enter. I entered, tried to enter the body, but there was no movement in the body. It has become completely cold. So when there was no movement, nothing, there was no life in the body, so there was no question of experiencing the karmatit stage. So Mama told her experience. Then Baba said, yes, tell every child, and for you also, that your some karmic accounts are there remaining. You have to again take a new birth, new body, so that what are the remaining karmic accounts, they are to be settled and new service to be done. Lot of service you have to do. You have done here in that birth, with this birth, lot. But still, lot is to be done. So you will be taking new birth. But tell every child that nobody can go back to Paramdham, the soul world, because from the soul world, when the soul came, each and every soul of the universe, when the soul came, it was in highest purified stage. Though everybody's karmatit stage is different. Lakshmi Narayan or Radha Krishna, number ones, their karmatit stage, the stage of purity, was highest. That may not be of the number 4, number 10, 12, etc. So like that, nobody, once the person achieves that stage of purity, then only he or she can go back again to Paramdham. That is the highest stage of purity. We have to acquire that stage from our Purusharatha. Then only we can go and occupy our seat in Paramdham. And accordingly, they will be coming number wise in Satyug or Treta, golden, silver, copper, as per their Purusharatha. But we have to acquire that stage from which stage we have come from. We left Paramdham, soul world. So this is for all of us. That unless we acquire that stage, purified stage, then only we can go to that Paramdham. So we all have to acquire that stage. In today's Murli also, Baba said, we all are trying purity, highest stage of purity. And we have to acquire it number wise as per our Purusharatha and as per our karmic accounts. So this tells us that now the time is that we have to settle our karmic accounts and try to occupy that purified stage. Unless we occupy that stage, we will again be taking rebirth here in this Kali Yuga world. So that is one thing, and second and last most important thing is that when the soul leaves the body, I will tell you what was Brahma Baba's experience when he left the body. But at that time, Mama said that when the soul leaves the body, in the end, the whole life pictures just goes on in his or her mind, the person who is leaving the body. Whatever the good he has done, whatever the bad he has done. That is why Nashto Moha Smriti Labdha. No attachment towards anybody, no enmity towards anybody. Neither too much love nor too much enmity, nothing. Because that stage is karmatit stage. Because whatever, suppose I am having affection, too much love and affection towards my son or father or wife, like that, anybody. So my soul will not leave the body unless that person's message comes or he or she comes. And in the end, when the soul sees through that almost inert body, that yes, then soul feels a sense of satisfaction and leaves the body. This is in Hindu mythology that is known, I don't know about other, but in general it is said that when the soul leaves the body, the picture of his life, that life, just revolves before his eyes. And accordingly one feels either happy or sorrow, accordingly. So we should, Baba now says, that is why Baba says, you should not have too much effort, though love everybody, see everybody as a soul, but neither too much love towards anybody, because if you are having love and you are not able to confine anything towards you and you are telling everything towards other, then this saying is not there, ki mera to ek Shiv Baba dusra na koi, I have got only Shiv Baba one. No, I have got, should have so much control. Neither enmity or the feeling taking revenge, or if something is not very good towards us, then I should also not have that feeling, okay, just I will show him or her, who am I will show. That should also not be there, because these persons will be remembered in the end, whether I like or don't like, but in my subconscious mind, their love, affection or enmity is there in my subconscious mind. Automatically my mind and intellectual will remember them. And if at that time I leave the body, then it is not antamate sogati. It is not good for us. We have to take accordingly the birth in their family. So, Baba warns us that you should have neither no attachment, no love, no towards anybody. Everybody is equal. That type of feeling should be there. Everybody. And that what Baba wants, and that what Baba Mama said at that time, ki try to wind up everything so that your love is not there only towards human beings, but in any things or places or luxury or in any piece of gold or ornament, nothing. No love towards anybody, no hate towards anything. So that what Mama said, try to wind up the things. Because if the things are spread up in your mind, they are likely to come in the end. Which are the pending jobs, which are not, which you have completed all right, which you have not completed, you were thinking to complete the job, but in the meantime you left the body. So those pending jobs will be made you suffering. And that is why Baba was also having in the end, 18 January, some pending jobs left, which Baba performed during those 17th and 18th, before Baba left the body.
So you only meant Mama once, but you've taken a lot of inspiration from her. In terms of how to live your life. What about some of the other senior sisters and brothers that have gone? Because there's many first-timers here, they may not know about Manmohini Didi or Chandramani Didi or Daddy Kumaka. Can you tell us any stories from any of those senior daddies and how they influenced you in just the way they lived their life and how they went about things?
Yes, Lord Dadi Prakash Maniji had been with her for a number of years after Baba, and Dadi always used to sell. My habit was to do something new and new. So I was in Gujarat and we have done number of Raj Yoga Shivir for the first time in Yagya. All the wings, whatever they are there, these wings through Jagdish Bhai, we started, we made the exhibition. I still remember number of these exhibition pictures of scientist wing, youth wing, then social service wing. Then like that 5-6 wings pictures we have made. So to do something new and new. But Dadi used to say in the end, when Dadi was just sick, so we brothers and sisters used to go in the evening. So Dadi one day was telling to one very senior sister. Senior sister asked, Dadi, sometimes it is very difficult to make a balance between love and law, as you say. So, because some of the students are like that, if you apply too much law to them, they will just become absent, they will go away. And if you give too much love, then actually they are taking undue advantage of the things. What to do in these situations? Because law was main problem. So Dadi told that earlier we used to say love and law, balance. Now the rule is, love is law. Give so much spiritual love, see them with their spiritual eye, spiritual angle. Love, love and love, so that they don't remember Maya or any other thing other than the divine love. So love is law. So that was Dadi's saying, and in the end we used to see it, that love is law. Even the things in our yagya, sometimes so many things happen whenever there is some loss, you see, if monetary loss or other losses. So, but Baba also we used to see, that Baba used to say, okay, whatever has been done. But there was one method of telling. That was beautiful. If suppose there is some rift between two brothers, both are serviceable, both are surrendered, and something, then one brother has just harmed the interest of yagya, suppose. Dadi or Baba, Brahma Baba also used to call them, as long as he was alive, and after that Dadi also used to tell. So they will not call them simply, oh, and bombard, oh, you have done this thing, that wrong, that loss is there. No, no. They will call, first they will bring the good things. Oh, you have done so much benefit to the yagya. You have been in the gyan doing this thing. Yagya has been benefited by your services. So that his mental level becomes acceptable. Is receptive. And once it is receptive, then they will tell, oh, you have done so many 9 things out of 10 good, but one thing, this has happened, this is probably not correct. And before they tell, because his mind is now receptive, he will accept the mistake. Not only accept, he will change. He himself will tell, yes, Dadi, or Baba, I have done this thing wrong. What we do, we see something wrong, we immediately blast and bombard. So first make the person receptive in mind, and then whatever you want to tell, you tell, he will not feel negative of it.
Mm.
So that was the beauty.
In the management theory world, they call this the sandwich method. So on one side, you give the positive feedback, then you give the instruction on the thing that they need to improve, and on the other side, you again give them the positive feedback, so you make it into a sandwich, so it's
right.
Edible.
Baba used to see that, you see, Dev, none of our sister or brother or Baba had read management, in going to management,
yeah.
But practically, they were like that.
Mm.
In each and everything, and that is what they have taught us through their this method of teaching by practice. Yes, everybody can be changed, provided you see it in a positive way.
Hmm. And I know that you were close to Chandramani, Daddy, and many of you may have heard her referred to in the Merlis, as the lioness of Punjab. So she was extremely courageous, and I had the great fortune of meeting her and going to her cremation here in Gyansar over in 97.
Mm.
Can you tell us about something about Chandramani? Because she was, when I met her for the first time, this great sense of power that you would get when you met her, and she was a great sense of stability. What did you learn from Daddy Chandramani?
Daddy Chandramani ji, she was, in her sense, really one of the great souls. And she used to be very open, laugh very openly, and make the things easy for anybody else. I remember in her last journey when she was going, since after Assam, I was transferred to Gujarat, and I was in Gujarat for more than 25 years. So I knew when I came to Gujarat, there were only two or three centers, and I was here, and I got the opportunity to do a lot of surveys in Gujarat, and that is why I told Dadi Chandramani ji, last day time when she was going to Bangalore, Dadi, how you go to Bangalore? So Dadi told ki, up to Ahmedabad I go. So by which route you go? I always go via Mehsana, etc., Palanpur, Mehsana. This is one route to go to Ahmedabad and take a flight to Bangalore. In Bangalore, Dadi's Laukik sister, she was there, no? Dadi, who was in charge of that Karnataka zone. So then I told Dadi, requested, I was also in Madhuban here, I told Dadi, this time let us go via another route, via this Himmat Nagar, Khed Brahma. This is also one of the routes to go to Ahmedabad. You have never gone? Yes, I never went there. And okay, this time I will go. I told, okay, I will take you. And with Dadi, I went up to Ahmedabad by this route. And then, since Dadi has never gone, so Dadi was not acquainted about the class and other things. So, first it was in the big class, Khed Brahma is there, and there the class was there. So, though it was noon time or so, but the hall was full of couples. In Punjab, actually, the classes used to be full of brothers, not couples, either, or full of brothers, sisters. In family, it was rare that both husband and wife, they are coming to knowledge. But in Gujarat, this was the beauty, that both husband and wife. So the hall was full and both couples, so Dadi was very happy, oh, so many couples, because at that time there were not so many couples used to come. They were coming, but in Gujarat it was maximum. So I remember Dadi asked Dadi giving class and just entertain everybody. And then Dadi asked her Brahmani to bring the toli. So Brahmani brought little some toli. Dadi, couples you can give one or half to one couple. No. You bring full. Dadi was very happy. She told Dadi, whatever the toli we are taking for the Bangalore. And for that program, Dadi told, oh, we will see later. You first bring all. So there were so many that most 3/4 of the toli was consumed there. But Dadi was so wide-hearted, you see. Everybody, Dadi used to ask, how you are able to, Dadi, ask their problems that in family, now when both of you are there, what are the difficulties coming to you as husband and wife? And Dadi used to solve so many things. And Dadi, so I saw Dadi, that Dadi used to live in present, always. Not think, oh, tomorrow or after 2 days we will reach Bangalore and then there it is, okay, there 2 days are there, we will make another toli. But today I require and I am coming for the first time. So two places Dadi went there and Himmat Nagar, Dadi consumed almost everything. But Dadi was very happy, but her Brahmani was not very happy. And so very, you see, broad-mindedly Dadi used to tell, yes, this thing, this thing. And so I have seen that once our mind and our heart is, you see, broad-minded, we are broad-minded, Baba makes it fill. In Ahmedabad, when Dadi reached there, there two, three centers brought so many tolis, it over, you see, made this thing, whatever the so-called loss was done here for the toli, here. So Baba is there, whatever Baba says, you do, and that is what is required actually. This time, so many situations, Baba has said that now, the, whatever you have seen, the COVID rehearsal only. Now, if you are seeing, I think you may not be well acquainted, but now, last 2 days, the world news is that in China, it is going multi-billion patients are there of COVID. And it is spreading France, America, and likely to come at any stage in India. But India is well equipped with this one, with the vaccine and other things. But Baba has said that what you have seen is only rehearsal, only a small part, much bigger part. So our mind should be now made ready along with the physical preparedness. How I can utilize mental time? This one, I used to feel always, because from the day we have come, we were involved in godly services, expansion services, programs and all that, not giving much attention to our this subject. We are having 4 subjects, Gyan, Yog, Dharana and Seva. So in Seva we were involved, Gyan, Yog, Gyan, Dharana we were doing. But Yoga, whatever Baba wants, we were not able to spare time. So Baba has given so much time now, that it is being overcompensated. Now, if we go introspect ourselves, so Baba says about service, you have done. But what about 8 hours, Baba says? What about our karmic accounts of, so 42 births, six whatever we have, you see, in our last births we have done. So this is the time, and we should make mental program so that our not much time is, you see, wasted in so many things. Oh, what has happened? What is this? This is going to happen. So the time is coming as per our requirement to make our self completely ready for the end day, the D-Day, last day.
What are some simple drills that we can do to make our thought processes more powerful than the external circumstances. So if everybody here was to do an experiment over the next week, what experiment would you advise us or experiments to help make our thought processes more powerful?
As per Baba's instructions presently, number one, we should have sufficient stock of blessings. Sufficient stock, because we have to give blessings, sakash also, the power. People are just feeling sorrow. Somebody want peace, somebody love, some happiness like that. We should be able, because the time will come, then we will not be able to do service. We have to do service only through our vibrations and through our environment, atmosphere, and the most important is through our vritti, our attitude. So we have to see what is there inside me, what is my attitude, because as the attitude, so the vibrations, the aura, accordingly the aura will spread the vibration and accordingly the climate. So in no situation the paristhiti, the outside event should affect my swasthiti. In no way. Because for this one Baba has said that swasthiti, the self-powerful, one is able to make him through introspection. Through introspection, we can control the paristhiti, the outside events, through our swasthiti. And if I am not introspect and extrovert, if I am not introvert, so extrovert if I am, then paristhiti, the outside situation will affect me, my stage. So number one, I have to be introvert. More and more time we have to be like this, because then our vibration, our aura, in this reference I will like to tell you, I had the opportunity to go to Russia four or five years back. So in St. Petersburg, sister called one, Kirlian Institute is there, and Kirlian was a scientist who was famous for his photographs, camera. He developed one camera which can take the aura and the subtle body, the photograph of aura. And as per the aura, one is able to interpret what type of person one is. If the aura's color is light and golden and white and very clear boundaries, then one is positive feeling person. And the DT person, so-called. And nowadays, very, very rare persons are of this nature. Mostly are having very dark-colored aura, because they have got something inside, other thing outside. So he devoted some 7 to 8 hours, right from morning 9 to till evening. Number of parts of the body he took the aura. Mine, I am telling you my experience. And this of the body, he explained me, I being the scientist and also interested in the environment, in this one I had also some studies. So we did discussed a lot. And he told one very good thing, that number of people come from throughout the world, all corners of the world. And from India also some spiritual fellow, different faith, different religion, they are coming. And I am taking aura of most of the persons. But I am glad to see you that whatever the aura, Brahma Kumaris, persons they are having, nobody else is having that type of aura. Because the purity, whatever they practice, whatever there is inside, the same thing is outside. So it is these are the sayings of the person, the director of the Kirlian Institute, who is now the director of that Kirlian photography. And Baba has already said that when science will supplement the spirituality, then Baba's Pratyakshata will be there. If I say, you say, or anybody say, people say, though people will not have much faith on the spiritual or religious fellows, or so, whatever they say. But science comes out with the proof, you see. And that proof they will show. Then people will believe, and that will be the day when Baba's Pratyakshata will be there. So we should be more now towards ourselves. Huh? We are doing service all right. That is fine. We must continue to do. But we must concentrate ourselves, and probably the situations are forcing us, because Baba has seen in so many years. I have been saying to my children number of times, but they are still giving more importance towards external means, not so much internal. Probably, Baba, I don't know. But it is in the drama, we have to say. So now the situation will come again, and maybe more severely than earlier. That will force us to put Bindi, the full stop, to all the situation. When the situation comes to our head, whether we like or don't like, but we have to full stop the thing. So like that, I feel the situation will also favor us to be introvert, to be away from the worldly things, to be vairagi, to be just what Baba says, na? Problemless. Every center, every child of mine should have no problem in the life. So that, if we don't make ourselves ready for that one, the circumstances and situations will force us to be like that. But before that, if we become ready, it is to our credit. Otherwise, the time will take credit to that one.
Thank you. What I'm hearing you say in terms of the drill is introversion. And you talked about the importance of checking your vritti, your attitude.
Yes.
What are some reflective questions that we can ask ourselves to check our attitude? Because you say that the attitude is an important part of the vibration that we give out. How do we determine or see whether our attitude is right or not? What are some reflective questions we could ask ourselves in that introversion?
You see, now this is our world. We are not much concerned about external world. If suppose any outside world people, he becomes angry and do something very awkward, we will not mind. We will simply say he is agyani. But if some of us, you see, is having this anger or intolerance, something, immediately it will hit our mind, oh, such and such sister or brother is in gyan since last 20 years, still he is having such thing in the mind. Still he is doing this thing. Because this has become now our world. So, number one, Dadi told me once, Prakashmani Dadi, you see, the relationship is strained because of two things. One is misunderstanding, and second thing is communication gap. Because if misunderstanding is there, the first casualty is communication breakdown. If I am seeing you, if I am having not very good relationship with you, if even both are coming face to face, I will take that side, you will take that side. I expect that you will speak first, you expect that I speak first. And such type of things, when communication breakdown is there, then situation will become worse and worse. I have seen, never allow the communication breakdown. Even with some person, I was having this thing. I immediately, this thing came to my mind, I went to them. Hello sister, how are you? Good morning, Om Shanti. Since there is already communication breakdown, so quite possible that once, twice or thrice, there will not be any response from other side. But if you are just forgetting that one, and again, hello brother, how are you? Good morning, Om Shanti. Then when the next time the situation coming face to face, immediately the other party will also face, oh, whether I respond or not, he or she is going to ask. And when you ask, immediately the other party will. So number one, never allow the communication breakdown. Today also Baba says one thing, vibration reaches first, isn't it?
Mm.
If something is in mind, if I don't ask, but there are vibrations are reaching to Baba and others, what you want, what is there in your mind.
Mm.
So these vibrations are very powerful. In science also, vibration doesn't require any media, you see. Tuning fork is there. If one tuning fork is there, you bring another stationary, it will also start vibrating without making any contact. So vibrations are really very, very powerful. It reaches. So when they are so much powerful, why not to utilize for the beneficiary purpose? Why not to send the vibration immediately to the person who are needy, who are just all full of sorrow and who are feeling what is going to happen, what will be in life. Again is. So first and foremost thing is to give our utmost importance to our vibration, and that will be generated towards our attitude in life. So whenever our attitude is positive, vibration will also be positive. It will reach to the person and it will go to the straight forward to the heart. Baba says, whatever you speak, it goes to the ear. But whatever you spread, actually, it goes to the heart.
Mm.
So this is the call of the time, I feel.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. And what a perfect note to finish on.
Yes.
And to hold those thoughts that Brother Mohan has just shared with us. And I'm sure you've been making your own list of the different things that are required around creating a stable stage. Some of the earlier things that Mohan said around surrender and having faith, and some of those later ones around having a big heart and giving blessings to others. And I'm sure you've got your own list to reflect on in the next couple of days to help you think about how you're going to build your own stable stage that will carry you through 2023 and beyond. So thank you very much. And if you want to know more, there is hundreds of classes on drluha.com, Brother Mohan's, and lots of English ones as well. And they're really worth listening to. But I'd like you all to join me in giving Mohan a very lovely, warm round of applause and thank him very much for today. So if you'd like to lead us in some drishti and helping everybody carry those powerful vibrations and your powerful words with them today, thank you.
शिव पिता फिर से आया है। सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है।